From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
All right, you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. Woo! That was some Mahama Waldi. Yeah, Snuff the Fluff. Snuff the Fluff.
We love those two. Snuff the Fluff, I love it. Got Moose and Southpaw. Those two, it's amazing that there is only two of them, but they rock the stage as much as any huge band would, and then some.
Yep, they're death thrash boogie, or that's self-proclaimed, or, you know, however they describe themselves, which I think is pretty accurate. Pretty accurate, yeah.
I totally agree with that statement.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Southpaw is the wonder of this band, though, because he only has his left arm. And he's the lead singer and the guitarist, which I think is absolutely amazing. And watching him, it's you just have to see it.
And you can actually see it. He's got videos on YouTube. I know he has links on his Facebook. He shreds faster than guys with two arms.
Yeah, it's crazy shit, and you got to check it out. You got it.
Moose is also pretty awesome.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, the fact that he can...
And they're brothers.
They're brothers, and they can keep up together, and they just, they work together. They are awesome.
They work well together, which is great. Which is great.
Which is necessary for a band. If you have two players that are awesome and they don't play nice together, then it doesn't work. Where if you have the two that just fit, it's like a puzzle.
True stories.
Mistress Oisey welcoming you to Montana Metal. We hope you'll get a chance to listen to the show and then check out all the awesome bands that we play for you each and every week.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, you know, it's been one of those weeks already and need some Montana Metal to make my week complete.
There you go. And this is Mistress Mystery saying welcome and thanks for joining our wonderful episode of 120. This is our 120th episode. Can you believe that?
Whoop, whoop.
Woohoo! That's pretty awesome. And it just seems like yesterday that we did our 100th.
True stories.
True stories.
Like 20 weeks. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But speaking of crazy, we're going to move over to the Hamilton area.
Got some Unbreakable coming from The Buried. We love those guys. From The Buried actually has some stuff going on that you need to be checking out on their page. They have a new album due to come out very soon and a promo video as well.
And they say that they're sorry for the delay, but it should be worth it and stay tuned. So, yeah. Get out there and check it out. Go to Facebook or fromtheburied.com and yeah, stay in line with them.
I was going to say, Hamilton has a way of just putting out awesome bands. I think it's because it's such a beautiful area and it's kind of remote where, you know, they have lots of time to relax and enjoy the music.
Yeah, I would have to agree. You are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. This is some From The Buried with Unbreakable.
It's the beginning of our day. Cause well, let's be fragile. Hold my hand on through this maze. It's the beginning of our days. Yeah.
let's try and scratch the surface. I wanna know what's beneath here. To bring it all down now, risking everything on our own. Here we are, bound together through all toils of this world. This bomb we're creating, let's ride.
What's up, guys? This is John from Artotis, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
right, that was some Neckwitter with their song 5 out of Bozeman, Montana on Montana Metal. Those guys were formed in 2009. They're a dark metal and have several songs available for free. And you can also find merch on their social media sites. So definitely check out Neckwitter. They're a good, good doom black metal band. We got some upcoming shows going to start kicking off summer in Montana. Listen, metal over in Missoula, Montana at the Dark Horse. That's going to be on June 3rd. You've got Blessed Doom from Missoula, Deathbed Confessions from Tacoma, Washington, Undone from Missoula, Montana, Homewrecker from Clarkston, Washington, Time to Kill from Missoula, Montana. All five bands for $5. That's June 3rd, the metal summer kickoff in Missoula at the Dark Horse.
You know, we should go to that because you know what? It's my birthday.
It is. And that's a lot of metal. Lots of awesome metal.
Yeah.
And it's Missoula, so you can't go wrong with partying in Missoula.
True story. That's true. That's true.
It's a lot of fun in Missoula, so we'll have to definitely check that show out.
Right.
We're going to head over to the Great Falls, Montana area and listen to some Switch Off Safety now.
Those guys have been together since 1997. Got Luke, Matt, Ron, Paul, and Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Say it. Ron, Paul, Jeremy just kind of reminds me of the porn star name. You know, you can write all their names. but that's beside the point.
I would go with Luke, Matt, Ron. Just saying.
It's all good. But Switch Off Safety, we love those guys.
Yep, they hold a legacy of destruction and mayhem, kind of like us, which is kind of fun.
We don't do destruction.
Well, sometimes we can.
We try not. Well,
okay, well,
I like destruction to a point.
We destruct the beds when we do our blowjob forts. Come on.
True. We used an actual closet last time.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's because we had closets, which was fun.
We need to stay in motels that have closets more often.
That was fun.
Big closets we can climb into.
Right. Anyway, the band's logo is BFMF, which is Bullets First Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Paul, the drummer, is also in another one of our cool bands, which is At Home in Hell. So, anywho, this is Switch Off Safety with some Revolution on Montana Metal.
Before we roll over everyone. This is Metal Sanaz, and you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
some Judgment Hammer with Invisible Hand. We love those guys, and who couldn't use an invisible hand?
True stories.
You know, for like relaxing my shoulders and stuff.
And strangling the fuck out of those people who fucking piss
you off. I would totally have an invisible hand to go choke people.
Oh, yeah.
Choke people.
Or cooch people.
You go grab that pussy.
Right?
It's wrong if I grab that pussy. An invisible hand grabbing that pussy? That's fine.
And it's not wrong if you're an invisible hand or the president.
Right?
Apparently. God bless America.
So, Invisible Hand, Judgment Hammer. Those guys have been together since 2004. You can find more about those guys on Facebook. And, of course, judgmenthammer.com is their website where you can stalk Jared, Dustin, Sid, and Terrell.
Yes.
I recommend stalking them in person, though, because website stalking just isn't as much fun.
And that can be kind of tracked, so... Yeah, just saying.
You can also stalk Jared in his other band, Blistered Earth, the Metallica tribute band. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, whoop-woo!
So, upcoming shows, we were talking about At Home in Hell, because we were talking about Paul, and he is in At Home in Hell on May 25th over in Billings, Montana, at the Rail Yard, Ancient Elm, At Home in Hell, End Ever, and Stranded by Choice. It looks like it's going to be all ages, $10. Doors open at 7, music at 8. That is, again, over in Billings, Montana on the 25th of May. So definitely check that out. So we're going to listen to some Ripple Effect, speaking of Billings, Montana.
Those guys disbanded in 2014. Everyone's kind of doing their own thing. Of course, Angel has and Phil have pursued their own ideas and started up their own little band. Angel has moved on to Water Proxy. The other band members have also moved on to their various things that they are working on, and we wish them all the luck. Also with the idea that maybe there's a chance that Ripple Effect may get together and play again one day, but you can still stalk them and listen to them on Facebook.
So check them out. So this is some Ripple Effect out of Billings, Montana with Cyclone. We'll be right back.
seeing it. I can't stop feeling it. I can't stop thinking it. End this now. Let's hope that you know how. When did your fear turn into love? This depends on who you call your friends. Well, now's the time to push, comes to shove. Opposition leading you under the sword. You can't decide. Right or wrong, barely out of control. Nowhere to hide. Focus on your next best offer. The bullet's looking good. I gotta get a little more pain. Yeah, rules have changed up the game. Lunacy, I'll pay no gain. Murder was this man's name. Lime. Looking at yourself with the gun in your hand. Listen to the mirror and every word it says. Kill this hope, this better off this way. Well then we'll cut their throats and hope they die in dreams. Prove it strong, this trial's moving on. Only thing on your mind is how to survive. This new evidence now makes your death your consequence. How does it feel to be out of time? I gotta get a little more pain. Yeah, rules have changed up the game. Lunacy. But it was this man's name. This man's name. This man's name.
That was some Universal Chokeslam with their song Murder. We love Universal Chokeslam. We can't say it enough. Our boys from Missoula, they have been together since 2005.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And we have been stalking them almost as long.
Almost as long, yes, yes.
I was going to say, not long after they got together is when we, you know, heard about them. And ever since we first saw them, it's been love at first sight. And
yupper.
You guys can hunt them down on Facebook, on Reverb Nation, and, of course, in their day-to-day life in Missoula.
Yes, absolutely. Check them out. Fantastic band. We really do love these guys. They are definitely worth seeing. So
they're not together, are they?
No.
So I guess you can't stalk them
Shit.
In person.
I guess you can't stalk them in person.
Well, you can still stalk them, but you can't stalk them in band form. Stalk the individual band members.
Right. Stalk the band members. Yes, yes, yes.
If you stalk them, eventually they will get back together and play together just to get rid of you.
Yes.
I doubt it.
Well, you never know. You never know. So we're going to move on over to the Flathead, Montana area.
But before we do, we can tell you what we are planning for next week. We are going to be playing some Walking Corpse Syndrome.
Whoop, whoop.
Some Iron Swarm.
Yeehaw!
And, of course, some Rich. Look at that, Rich Stafford Project. Oh, my God, speak.
So this is Mr. Swayze saying thanks for tuning in. Can't wait to see what Jason comes up with this week. Boop, boop. Out of all the crop that we've put on for him.
And this is...
yeah. Sorry. No, you're fine.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, remember, if you're going to offend big.
And this is Mystery... Mistress Mystery saying, if you're going to go big, go big or go home.
Right. All right, this is Loinhammer with Gildar the Enforcer. Out of the Flathead area, you've got Doug, Devin, Jared, Jeremy and David.
David
represented Loinhammer, the Warrior Thrash metal band. The Warrior Thrash metal band describes their music as eye gouging, throat ripping, finger melting, ear bleeding metal.
That's a mouthful and a half, man.
But it totally describes them. You have to have every one of those key things in there to explain what Loinhammer is.
That would be pretty painful. I'm just saying, even one or two of those items would be painful, let alone all of those.
True.
Just pretty sure that'd be a horrible way to go.
Right?
Or really awesome, depending on how good the concert was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I died. It was horribly painful, but it was so worth it.
I got to see Loinhammer.
This is what happened.
Right? Stalk them on Bands in Town, Facebook, and Reverb Nation, and of course, YouTube. We want to thank you guys for tuning in, and of course, DJ Sun and Sean, who are brave, brave men that put up with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Very brave. Very brave men. Thank you.
Check out all of the awesomeness that is at mtradio.net. And you get to hear multiple rebroadcasts of the show of Montana Metal on mtradio.net, right?
She's such an adult.
Quit laughing!
Be sure to check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for all upcoming Montana Metal shows. And if you've got a show or know about a show, hit them up and let them know about it. You've been listening to Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.